Failed student play-by-play voices? Check. It's the Buckeye Show with Brandon Beam and Timmy Hall.
And by the way, the fan studios here are powered by ComparQuote Insurance. They do the shopping, you do the saving. ComparQuoteInsurance.com. Before we're done tonight and kick it to the Blue Jackets guys for the talk show for Inside Edge, as we're in between the Flyers games, Maria Taylor, sideline reporter for the A-team, the biggest college football game of the week. We know her pretty darn well in Columbus. That's one of the reasons why I did want to talk to her and get her on this show, because she's come to Columbus a lot for Ohio State football events, but she does so many other things at ESPN, and she's risen to the top very quickly, and it was for the 10th Annual Women's Sports Report, and I got to tell you, I'm a fan. I'm a new fan. I already was, but I'm a bigger fan. She couldn't have been kinder, more personable, or more pleasant to be around. And this was my conversation with Maria yesterday out of the Columbus Convention Center.
All right, Buckeye Show listeners, I've got a pretty cool guest. You can probably tell that I had to leave the studio, and I'm out and about today. I'm at the beautiful Greater Columbus Convention Center. It's the 10th Annual Women's Sports Report, and Maria Taylor, she is somebody that college football fans here in our market know really well, because she does every single big college football game. Maria, it's good to see you. You were an athlete. You played volleyball and basketball. Which of those sports was hardest to give up to go into your journalism career?
Good question. Probably basketball. I mean, to this day, I still want to like run games with David Pollock and see if I can shoot, you know, trying to get 10 free throws straight or something like that. And I loved volleyball too. I just picked it up a little bit later in life, so I didn't start until ninth grade, where obviously basketball, you started like middle school. So I was a sixth grader that started playing basketball. So it's been a love of mine for a long time.
We've got a pretty strong passion for office basketball. We have one of those skills hoops, and we get up about 100 shots a day.
I get up about zero shots a day until I am actually off for like 2 days. But we do sometimes, when game day goes on the road, we'll like beg the managers from basketball teams to meet us with shoes and shorts, and we'll run games. It's a lot of fun.
So I imagine one of the reasons you're here and one of the things you're going to talk about to the audience is your journey, your path. You played volleyball and hoops at Georgia, yeah, and it wasn't that long before you got your shot. So that tells me that you were a grinder and you were knocking on doors. I watched an interview of yours where you said, anytime my phone rang, I just said yes. I think that's good advice to give to people.
Literally, and I might be answering a phone that says, hey, we need you to be at a lacrosse game on Friday and it's Wednesday, and I would just say yes. But really, and what I want to tell everyone that's sitting there is, I didn't start out covering college football. You know, I started out doing women's volleyball. That's how I got on television. My first game was an Alabama women's volleyball match. And honestly, doing Olympic sports is important, you know. So covering the softballs and the baseballs and the gymnastics, that's what matters, and that's what can get you in it, because not everyone is interested in it. But yeah, you're right. It is a grind. As you know, like, you make no money when you first come out. All your friends are going into sales jobs, and they're going to go and buy their first house, and you're just trying to figure out how you're going to get insurance when you're kicked off of your parents at 26.
It's Maria Taylor, everybody. You know the voice. You've got a great attitude, and everyone can tell that, and that's what it takes. It's one of those things. My co-host Brandon Beam, who I co-host with every night, yeah, one of the pieces of advice he always hung on to that he got from one of his mentors was, whatever game you're doing, whatever network it's for, yeah, you have to broadcast as if it's the Super Bowl.
Yes.
And if it's as if it's the most important, yep, thing in the world, because even if there's 5 or 10 people listening to, a mom, a dad, a brother, a sister, for someone that's playing,
yep,
you want to do a killer job for them.
I remember Robin Roberts is one of my biggest mentors, and she told me that exact same thing. It was, no matter where you are, whatever day it is at work, say you're at a coach's meeting, say you're at a practice, or say you're doing the national championship, you have to feel and make everyone around you believe that you would rather be nowhere else on this earth. Like, that is the only place you would want to be. That's the only thing that you'd want to be doing. And that's important, because attitude is everything. And we know that our sports world is small. So if you have one bad encounter with someone, that could affect you moving forward or prevent you from getting that promotion. And so it is important to adjust your attitude and make sure you're giving absolutely everything you can give to everything that you're working.
Maria, this is the Women's Sports Report. So I know another big part of this is to encourage, mm-hmm, young women out there that they should make an effort. Mm-hmm. There is a place for them in this industry. Does it still feel weird, mm-hmm, for you being a woman in this line of work?
It does, because honestly, sometimes you forget it, you know, because I'm around the guys all the time, and you start to feel like such a family that you don't even notice some of those subtle differences. But then, you know, I might be walking around and a young girl will come up to me, and then I started to realize I'm old too. And she'll say, oh, I've been watching you since I was in middle school or something. Yeah. And I'm like, yep, we're getting up there. But it's important, you know what I mean? I understand that representation matters, and I understand that what I do is very visible, but there's plenty of women that are working towards becoming athletic directors and working in sports marketing, or even, you know, working on this council here. I've had some great conversations with the women who are leading up this event, and it's been very encouraging to me. And so my job is just to pass on that message to these young women that if you love sports and you're passionate about it, there's a job for you in it. It doesn't have to be on camera. It could be behind the scenes. There are so many different avenues to get into. But if you get there, then you'll be a decision maker that can make change in sports for years to come.
Just remember this, you know, women like Jessica Mendoza, women like yourself, you're just better than most of these chump dudes out there.
Thank you. I will take that to the bank. I will tell David Pollack that, actually.
You're better than him.
There we go. I'm going to remember that and tell him.
A couple of sports things for Maria Taylor before we let her go. She's got to speak here. You have so many cool jobs. You worked your way up to get them. I mean, I lose track of everything that you do. I just saw you interviewing Chris Paul here for the All-Star Game, so there was that. But everyone knows College Game Day. And we here in Columbus, we watch every major college football game. So we see you every single Saturday, and we see you on Game Day. What is the best thing that you've ever gotten to do doing this job?
Sure. Can I just say that I know. I love coming to Columbus, and I love the way I'm treated when I go to Ohio State. Like, the football staff, everyone, seriously, like, I have to say that since this is a Columbus radio.
Good old Jerry Emig, right?
Yeah, exactly. Jerry's always hooking it up. Holly and I came on our road trip. That was like the stop that we had to make, and we loved everything about it when we left. But I would absolutely say that it's a mix, right? So working the Women's Basketball National Championship, when it was here in Columbus and we had buzzer beaters and, you know, Notre Dame gets the win and we've never seen anything like that before, like, that's amazing to me because I love women's basketball and that's how I got my start. But then working the national championship, like, I never in my wildest dreams thought that I would be on the sidelines for a national championship, let alone three. You know, and now I'm just like, ooh, if I get to four, that would be awesome. Working the Rose Bowl, never imagined that, you know, like, I was at Urban Meyer's last game, you know, and that was something that I can say that I was there for or remember. And so it's building some of these memories and these milestone moments in my career that have been absolutely awesome for me. But I would definitely say that my women's basketball Final Four coverage and working college football national championships takes the cake. And I just entered into the NBA world, so we'll see where that takes me. But I'm enjoying every step of that as well.
Yeah, the All-Star Game was awesome. Being a part of the NBA and that league's growth is a good thing to be associated with. Maria, what did you think of Ohio State in the transition from Urban Meyer to Ryan Day and how that went? Yeah. Seems like we got the right guy here.
You absolutely did. And I remember I was at the TCU game, obviously, when Ryan Day was the interim head coach. And I just remember how cool and calm he was. We do these pre-kick interviews, and he comes out, and he's like, yeah, whenever you're ready, and everything's fine. And I just remember thinking, he's so calm. Most head coaches aren't like this. And he gave a great answer. You know, the pre-kick interview was great. And then I interview him as a head coach when he takes over the full-time job, and he's the exact same person. What I love about Ryan Day is that he hasn't changed. His commitment to his team, the way that he, like, moved his office so he could see the players walk by as they're going into the locker room, and just trying to make sure that there's a family environment. I've enjoyed watching him in that transition. I think the kids love him. The student-athletes love him. So it's going to be, obviously, a successful program for years and years to come. But it's been fun to watch, most certainly.
Maria, I want to thank you for giving us a few minutes here. Whenever you see our boy Bobby Carpenter hanging around in Bristol, you be sure to give him lots of crap. Lots of it.
I will. I'm going to tell him to go work out somewhere because apparently that's all he does. I'm like, that might be the fittest analyst I've ever seen.
No, you want to keep making comments on how bad he looks so he'll keep staying in the gym so he'll keep going overboard.
Okay, I got you. And that way he'll be like, CrossFit out. Got it. I'll tell him that.
Yep. Maria Taylor, everybody. We're here at the 10th Annual Women's Sports Report. Much success to you. Keep up the great work.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
There you go. She was, like I said, very, very cool, very fun person to be around. And it's easy to see why she is where she is.